Don was on a ghost hunt at a haunted LA Fitness, where Brad was doing CrossFit all alone. His squats opened a wormhole, and that's what led them here. The trap inside a magic studio. The adventures of Bradley and Dawn. Bradley and Dawn.
A Mike Ganger production.
Get ready, folks. We're going to be talking about Kate Middleton for the next year.
Whether you like it or not.
That's right.
You are going to have to talk about this lady of privilege and intrigue.
Yes.
She's disappearing slowly but surely before our eyes.
Wow.
Actually, she's been disappeared since what? December? Well, she was allegedly at a farm stand, whatever that is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's the Windsor Farm Shop, which...
That's not a thing.
It is, but it's very much like inside the grounds of the palace type of a place. It's like a fake shop. Not fake, but the people inside are...
They're paid to be nice.
But it's like, hey, we're going to let you pretend to go shopping in these shops. Other people can go, but you cannot be...
They're like, everybody thinks you're dead. Can you please go out in public?
Into this shop that's basically on the grounds of the palace.
The only problem was they couldn't get a clear-ass photo in the year 2024, which...
Well, no one was allowed to take photos because the palace shops... They're strictly prohibited from ever. They would never take pictures.
But somebody did.
In the parking lot.
Yeah. So.
That's where we're at.
We're at
lies. If that doesn't make any sense to you, you can follow our show links page and read all about it.
No, it's all lies, basically, because there is a vast conspiracy by the global elites to make sure that we are paying attention to this non-story.
Yeah.
Of Kate Middleton instead of the real issues facing the world in front of us.
Oh, yeah.
I was on a cruise, girl, so I saw the light. You know, you go away from this for 5 minutes and you say to yourself, I see what's really going on and what's really going on.
As you drink your coffee on the Lido deck.
What now? What I really see here is that this is the most bizarre story I think we've told in a long time, and I'm quite fascinated by it. The story today, Dawn, in this whole Kate Middleton disappearing falderall, is that I think now, like in the PR storyline of this, we are getting to the point where the people inside are like, okay, we've got to do something.
Yeah.
Because we have mismanaged this train wreck so horribly since December that we need to push back. We need to offer our own timelines, our own stories, our own theories, our own reality, right? Well, you can see that's the case from a story that showed up over on ET. Entertainment Tonight.
It's a real good show.
How Kate Middleton and Prince William feel about the rumors surrounding them. Oh, that's nice. Let's check in with them.
Let's see what gaslight story they're going to spin here.
Also, Dawn, Mike, if we wanted to know what they thought, do you think they could probably just tell us?
No. They have to go through other channels.
But, well, yeah, they do. But I'm saying, like, if they really wanted to, there's nothing stopping them from issuing a statement saying, we're fine, mind your business, right? But yeah, they're not going to do that. They do what they do in their world, as we've been told time and time again by the likes of Spare, that is the autobiography of one Prince Harry. We know how this works behind the scenes. Nobody can say anything directly. Nobody can do anything directly. No. Nobody can tell us what they're really feeling or thinking. We have to learn about it through, like, tea leaves, essentially. And the tea leaves that we're getting from Entertainment Tonight,
it's a real good show,
is through Katie Nichol. Do you know this woman?
Katie Nichol. She is a lovely lady.
That's a no, but that's fine because nobody knows who she is unless you are a regular reader of Vanity Fair, The Mail on Sunday, BBC, Sky News. She's over there and talks about nothing but the royals. She is talking to ET about allegedly the things that she's heard from her sources, which are inside the palace, Dawn. So do you want to know what Prince and Lady
Kate
disappearance? Lady disappearance?
Yes. Thing? Please.
Okay, well, according to their royal expert, quote, Katie Nichol, or Nicole. Maybe it's Katie Nicole. I like that better. It sounds more like
a drag queen. And not that there's anything wrong with it, but
is there a problem with drag queens?
I hope she is. There's no problem.
Good. Because I would have to bone to pick
with you. Are
you
kidding me? I'm such a fan of drag queens.
Are you? Quote.
She says, what is wrong with him today, Mike?
Well, I know from the sources that I've spoken to that both William and Kate have been pretty shocked and genuinely surprised by the wild rumors that are circulating on the internet.
Okay.
I think there's a sense of frustration, possibly even anger, especially on William's part.
He's mad because people are... Well, this is why he's mad, because they brought up his ex-lover, Rose Hanbury, the alleged affair that may or may not have happened. That's why he's mad. Right?
You think that's why he's mad? I think the implication would be that he's mad because they've been attacking his wife mercilessly.
That would make him look like a great husband.
In the media since December. And so, yes, this statement is designed to put us in our place and make us feel bad for just calling out what is so blatantly obvious in front of us, which is a crap communications campaign. We need to reinstitute. Mike, please send the paperwork to the state of Minnesota.
I'm working on it.
For BDEPR. Mm-hmm. We do have to have a license, I think, in Minnesota.
Oh.
To practice. That's our private PR firm. It lapsed. It's fine. We were all busy doing stuff.
Yeah.
Like a show for 3 hours every day. You're welcome. The advice we would offer these yahoos, do you have any advice?
My advice is you can end all of this by just speaking to the public. You don't actually need to tell us what the surgery is, because at this point, that's not important to me.
Yeah.
I don't care. It really isn't my business, but I would like for them to clear up, like, she had some surgery. She doesn't want to talk about that, but the ambulance came because she got an infection that was really bad. So it caused her to stay longer. And we're sorry we couldn't make that public to everybody at the time. But, you know, it just seemed like a sensitive, private thing. So she's fine now. And thank you for caring about us.
Yeah. And I think that's a perfectly acceptable statement. I mean, it's being very kind and judicious. I would actually probably take a more aggressive tone and just be like, we didn't realize that the world was going to focus on something that's pretty irrelevant, which is, although you don't want to insinuate that they're irrelevant, but my point is to just say, like, as you don't need to offer a long explanation. You simply just need to say it's a private medical situation. She doesn't really want to talk about what's going on in her life, but it does take her away from the public eye, which anyone who has struggled with health issues in their life understands that they don't need to tell everybody all the gory details of what's going on. They would hope that people would just extend a certain amount of respect and kindness during this time. And by the way, don't worry, she'll be back at her duties soon. I mean, I feel like it could be that easy. To your point, I think, you know, saying, fine, some stuff happened, here's some details, look, don't you feel bad for having to know all of this?
Yeah.
That might do a good job of making us all feel guilty. And then we'll shut up and stop paying attention. I think, though, the problem with either of those solutions we just gave to the problem of what's going on with Kate Middleton is that I don't know that any answer at this point is going to help squash the curiosity and the rampant online conspiracies.
I mean, I wish that they could just remind people, like, just in general, sometimes you don't want ever. There are HIPAA laws for this reason. HIPAA in our country is designed so that you don't have to disclose your medical information, and hospitals don't have the right to do that without your permission. So this is something that is just basic privacy laws, and the world doesn't need to know or deserve to know what's going on with her body.
But here's the other thing. I don't, you know, that is all true. And I think it's important for them to say that. But I also think that it's they need to understand that the world does have all that curiosity, because you and I talk about things that are none of our business on a daily basis. And so do countless tabloids, pop culture shows, Entertainment Tonight.
It's a real good show.
So they need to anticipate that and have something there for that. And I think the fatal mistake they made was not anticipating it. Now, expecting that they were going to know exactly how crazy the speculation was going to get is unrealistic, because I didn't see it. I'm sure you didn't see it. I think we all saw the way the internet, Twitter, people online, TikTok were jumping into this story was like on a level we had none of us anticipated. So I get that they were like, what? And maybe they didn't see that coming, but I still think that they could have prepared a little bit better than what they've done, or at least managed since that speculation and that rampant conspiracy theorizing. And we have entertainmentized this story in a way. I mean, you and I talk about it daily, right? Most of our shows, I think, do. I think that is what's unusual about this. And I don't know that any amount of PR advice can get them out from under this. And I don't know eventually how this all ends. Like, I can't see. I mean, unless, and we were joking about this before the show, unless she comes out and does like a tap dance routine and shows off her bare midriff.
Here's my new tummy tuck Easter.
I don't know what's going to.
Yeah.
What's going to quiet the speculation?
I think a lot of this has to do with arrogance on their part, because they're almost like, we told you.
Yeah.
Like, mom and dad said, we're not going to tell you about this until Easter, and that stands.
But we're
going to
tell you a little bit and then run away. That was so weird.
It's like, don't worry, as we said before, we'll tell you at Easter. Or not just
or you'll
tell
see
you,
her at Easter.
You'll see her at Easter, and that stands. They're not going. They're arrogant, and they're saying, we're not going to parade her out until we said we would, which you should have paid attention to.
I mean, okay, so now I'm going to have a little bit of like empathy for Princess Kate.
I have a lot of empathy for her.
Well, I mean, sure, as a human, but from like her public role and the people around her, less so. But this is where I kind of want to lean into that empathy a little bit, which is there is nothing she can do on Easter that's going to keep people from staring at every ounce of her surface.
Of her body.
Yeah.
Which she might already have self-image issues, and I'm sure
a
lot of people
would.
Yes.
Especially when you're in a role like that where your job is to literally just look.
You have to look perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, look what Princess Diana went through.
Yeah.
It's just, you can just see it.
Now,
it's,
she has the resources, the wherewithal, and a team and like an army and a country behind her, so she'll be fine. I mean, truly. Again, it's easy to like anthropomorphize the royal family. I don't think we should do that very often, because there are real people involved, but they have a lot of resources that most of the world's people do not have. So I don't want to extend too much in the way of.
But they have resources. But as we know from Spare, they have a higher, I'm sure that William and Kate, because they are the future king and queen, have a higher level of care given to them. But I think one of the most shocking things about the autobiography of Prince Harry was I couldn't believe how nobody was taking care of certain things for him. Like, he has to go shop at the Gap. He has to find, like, you would think every meal is prepared for him and all that. That's not true. He had to go grocery shopping. He was put into this little apartment.
Kate and William, they got people to do that.
They got people to do that. But we might be overestimating the level of care that's in the best interest of them, because there's the machine that works around them.
The truth is, the story's not going away anytime soon, but
no,
it's going away right now.
Year.
It's going away right now, though, because we got to run, and Mike's going to have all latest from Hollywood when we come back doing a Dirt Alert right here on My Talk 107.1.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Blinded by the Item.
Hey, my talkers, I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain,
and we've got a new podcast.
That's right.
We've taken something we love doing here on My Talk from noon to three and turned it into a podcast.
Weekdays, Bradley and I solve blind items.
Those juicy bits of gossip with the names left out
that producer Mike has found across the internet.
Checkers. Selena Gomez, maybe?
It's exactly Selena Gomez.
Okay. Oh.
A-list musician dad.
John Bon Jovi.
You're missing all the small things when
all
I give
the
you the clues.
Small things.
Who's that?
Travis Barker.
There you go. Listen to the podcast daily or catch it live on My Talk from 12:30 to 1.
You can even watch it on our very own YouTube channel, Blinded by the Item.
If you love celebrity gossip and a good mystery, join us and play along.
Taika Waititi! Taika Waititi.
Yeah, thank you.
Search Blinded by the Item wherever you get your podcasts. Listen daily.
And watch on YouTube.
Juicy bits of gossip with the names left out.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
He has the latest in entertainment. It's Mike with the Dirt Alert.
I know you're both big fans of British television. Have either of the two of you watched Peaky Blinders?
Yeah.
No.
I tried to start. I got through two seasons and then I, you know. Something else, shiny objects.
Sure.
Know.
Yeah, it happens. Well, Cillian Murphy is going to be back for the Peaky Blinders movie. There was some speculation on whether, obviously, he's had a pretty good year. You know,
okay,
winning
yeah,
Best
sure.
Actor and just doing a bunch of other stuff.
Oh,
making
for
a ton
sure.
of movie for Oppenheimer, a ton of money
it.
For Oppenheimer. But he says the co-creator of Peaky Blinders says, no, he is absolutely going to be a part of this. And we're going to start shooting in September.
All right.
So there you go.
Good for him. I'm sure fans are excited.
Yes.
Fans are also excited of some new Post Malone teases. He has teased some collaborations. Let's just say Beyonce isn't the only one who's gone country.
Okay.
Because Post Malone, Posty, is going country as well. He did play at the CMAs with Hardy and Morgan Wallen. Well, now he's also teased another collaboration with Morgan Wallen as well as Luke Combs in the past. And a lot of people think his next album is going to be full country.
Oh, okay.
I wonder how country fans feel about that. You know, it's just like, do the country artists feel like, stay out of our territory? I'm sure there's some that are like that. Or the more the merrier.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would judge it on, like, is it good? Because, like, if you're just coming in and doing, like, let's just add a banjo, you know,
right.
That'd be less exciting.
True.
Post Malone so far has done some Joe Diffie. I'll speak as a country music fan. I love it, especially Post Malone. He's got that sound. He's got that. He knows how to do it. Their Pickup Man Joe Diffie cover that they did, he was unbelievable.
Oh,
it was
okay.
so good.
Good.
So he's had a lot of really good projects already, so I'm excited for it. And a lot of the country artists have come out, even with Beyonce, and just said, no, we're completely welcoming. Come on in and do your thing.
Yeah,
so,
okay. Especially if you do it well. And I think Beyonce and Post Malone are probably poised to do so because they, well, you know, they're talented individuals.
They can do anything.
Anything.
They certainly can.
Can they find Kate Middleton?
Oh, no. Maybe the cast of Peaky Blinders can find her since they're in England.
Hey! Make it happen.
Oh.
Speaking of England, let's stay across the pond as we talk about House of the Dragon. They have dropped what they're calling dueling trailers for season two. This is kind of fun. You get to choose which house you want to watch the trailer for. You can watch the one that is going to be, because if you did either of you watch first season House of
We're
Dragon?
We're starting it right now.
Got it.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Just signed up for Max again.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it's fantastic. It's going to be awesome. But let's just say the end of it sets up a battle that we all know was coming, and you get to choose. Do you want to take the side of Alicent, or you want to take the side of Rhaenyra? And you get to choose based on your trailer that you watch for the season two premiere of House of the Dragon.
What's your choice?
I wouldn't know what to pick.
Mike?
I'm going to go with Rhaenyra.
Okay.
Why?
That's what I say, too.
If I tell you why, spoilers will come out of my mouth.
Good.
So
thank
watch
you.
The series, and you will All right. Give me your opinion.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Love it. Thanks.
June 16th. It's fantastic. I recommend it. June 16th is when that season two will premiere.
Okay, we have time then to get you through season one. Great.
You'll be caught up for sure. And apparently there's a new Office series on the way. Oh. Greg Daniels has been tapped, or has tapped Nathan For You co-boss to help him create this potential show. And this is going to be a new series that's going to be in the world of Dunder Mifflin, but not necessarily any of the characters. Now, there could be cameos. It's going to be in the same universe, but one of the showrunners, Greg Daniels, is bringing this new show.
All right.
And Nathan Fielder is involved?
No.
Nathan For You? Oh, okay.
No. Nathan For You is the show. That,
right.
Yeah.
Nathan Fielder is the creator of that. He's
got
a lot of prolific, like, prolific is very strong of a word.
It looks like it's Michael Coleman, who also is a co-creator of Nathan For You, is the one who's actually going to be involved with it. So
awesome. Yeah. Mike, thank you for all the updates as per usual. Do you have any juicy bits of gossip with the names left out?
I do. Looking forward to it.
Fabulous. You guys, we have a whole show within a show just around the corner. It's called Blind by the Item, and it's full of just that, blind items. And we'll do it right here on the other side of this on My Talk 107.1. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain, and this is Blinded by the Item.
Blind items are celebrity gossip with the names left out.
Together, we'll play detective to figure out what the item is telling us about our favorite celebrity.
Well, more stories about Kate Middleton. I mean, even when she comes back and she's in the public, there'll still be speculation that it's a body double. We'll probably hear about this for years, because the public has been so interested in these stories. Or maybe the tabloids are just telling us that we should be interested to divert our attention away from something else.
It's absolutely true.
It's true.
But, you know, likely another story will come along and take our attention away that we can't even see. Like Richard Simmons is going to run for president.
Or, wow, that would be great. Or he just gets back in the public again and maybe does some online fitness classes from his home.
Yeah.
You don't need him to be in public, but you know.
But right now he's posting that he's dying, so hopefully that's going to change.
Yeah. But at least he wants to talk to us. That's what's most important.
That's true, if it is in fact him.
Wow. We are just full of blind items today. Mike!
As Richard says, we're all dying.
Yes.
It is true. It's very deep. It's almost spiritual.
Right. Thank you, Tim McGraw, for the Live Like You Were Dying song.
He's right up there with all my religious figures. I've got Richard Simmons right up there.
The Dalai Lama.
Yes, of course.
Pope.
Yep.
And Richard Simmons.
Let's do some blind items here. Okay. All right. Let's get it going here with this first one. Of course, this A-list actor would love to play the iconic character, but no one has or is going to ask him to do it. This was just him trying to speak something into existence.
Oh. So
we've got an A-list actor who says, well, yeah, of course he would play the iconic character, but no one has or is going to ask him to do so. He's just trying to speak something into existence.
I would assume that's a Bond experience, but I don't know.
It is not.
Oh.
It's not Aaron Taylor Johnson?
Nope.
Oh, that's what I was thinking too, Bradley.
And I will, just to follow up, because I think we talked about this earlier in the week, he was, according to many reports, and there was a report that Aaron Taylor Johnson would be the next Bond. And since then, it's really quieted down, and there's even been a report on Variety that he has yet to be named. Doesn't mean he won't be.
Barbara Broccoli, man. She's tight lips on that one.
Maybe they floated it out there just to see what the reaction would have been like, got the reaction they were looking for, and now are backtracking? I don't know.
But at some point, aren't you just like, we've been speculating about this for what?
I don't even
care
anymore.
I do.
I'll be honest.
I need to know who Bond is.
Well, I am just excited to see another Bond movie. So TikTok, let's make it happen. Come on now.
Because Daniel Craig was sort of like stinky about, you know, how he's like, I'm done with this. You know, his attitude wasn't great about being Bond anymore, and we're like, okay, tell us how you really feel.
Well, that's a lot of time spent on an incorrect guess. Let's move on to
this
blind item here.
Stop denying the fact you don't know.
Of course, this A-list actor would play the iconic character, but no one has asked nor are going to ask him to do so. This is just him trying to speak something into existence.
And we're not talking about like a Tom Cruise situation.
We're not.
Is this a remake?
Perhaps.
Perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
It's the character in
another
a
movie.
Remake.
Okay. Is this a superhero movie? Okay. This isn't the Superman role, is it?
Nope.
Okay.
Okay. Is this a movie we know is happening?
We know of the movie.
Okay. We know of the movie.
Iconic superhero movie?
I mean, yeah, it's about an iconic superhero or iconic character.
But like culturally iconic or like one of the... Like
culturally iconic.
Madame Web.
No, culturally iconic.
Okay.
One of the superheroes.
Not a Spidey. I'm just going to run through the list now.
Please do. You'll get there very quickly.
The Incredible Hulk. Well, then it's probably Batman.
Okay. Of course, this A-list actor would play the iconic character of Batman. Nobody has asked him or are going to ask him. He's just trying to speak it into existence.
Has he done it before?
No.
Oh, he just wants to do it. Oh, is this Joey Lawrence again?
No.
Because he did want to play Batman.
He did want
He was
bless
trying
him.
Real hard on Instagram.
Oh, bless him. So a character in, is this actually Batman?
Yes.
Okay, yep. Not a character actually in Batman, nope. Like Joker or... Okay.
Nope.
Let's see. Somebody who's trying to will...
Has he done a superhero before?
He has.
Oh. Okay.
He was a villain, actually.
Oh, Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, interesting.
Mysterio, played in Spider-Man Far From Home.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, to answer your question, he said, I would love to be Batman.
Okay, great.
No one asked.
No one asked.
He just went out on his porch with a cup of coffee mm-hmm. and was like, I would love to be Batman.
I mean, I would love him to be Batman. I'm not going to say no. I feel like he can do the dark, broody thing.
Oh, for sure.
But we need Robert Pattinson again, now and forever.
Yeah. Why?
Because I really dig him as Batman.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was a great film.
But that's the thing, and he will be, because they are working mm-hmm. on the Batman 2 in that universe,
mm-hmm.
but the DCE, the extended DC universe that James Gunn is creating, which is now basically relaunching all of these characters again, including the new Superman,
yeah.
There's probably going to be a Batman in that universe, and that's what he was asked about, Batman in that universe.
Well, entirely plausible. Good luck to him.
Version of Earth, because, wow. We need more superheroes.
You know, the fact that you had to explain that
yeah.
just made, I don't know, that just
as terribly
takes the fun out of it.
Explained as it sounded, that's actually how it works.
No,
there are like six Jokers right now. There are a bunch of different Batmans right now.
There's a lot more than six.
Let it go, people.
Barry Keoghan is a Joker right now.
We have
course,
the election coming up.
Yeah, exactly. So, and there's going to be the Joker Faleadu on the way as well. So there's so much superhero stuff going on. Let's go ahead and do another one here. Remember that event from a few days ago where Susan Sarandon was a Behold of fans?
Yeah.
Well, at that same event, this outspoken former A-minus list actress who started young was charging insane amounts of money just to take a selfie with fans.
And this was a convention, like mm-hmm. 90s con?
This was 90s yep. con.
Okay.
You got there. So at 90s con, this outspoken A-minus list actress who started young was charging insane amounts of money just to take a selfie with fans.
Is this Alyssa Milano?
Yep.
That's exactly who I was thinking of.
Yeah.
You guys crushed it. Very quick, very easy, nicely done. Any guess on what, or I mean, well, let me just ask.
Okay.
You're at a 90s con.
Mm-hmm.
You wait in line for 45 minutes, an hour, probably more. You get up to Alyssa Milano and you take a selfie with your own camera.
Okay.
How much do you think you should be charged for that?
I can tell you what the price was $90 for me to be a VIP for Nathan Fillion at Comic-Con.
Okay.
So, and that was with like, you got a printed picture of you with a photographer's picture.
Yep.
So I would say, since it's been, 6 years or so.
Your own camera.
Yeah. Your own camera.
Selfie.
$100.
I'm going to say 125.
Okay. If you wanted an autograph, I think it was like 160. If you wanted a professional photo taken with you and Alyssa Milano, it was like 140. If you wanted a selfie, it was $90.
So
to wait in line to take a selfie with your own phone.
But you just know, oh God.
Like,
she's so sad, but I'm not surprised at all.
Like, she's sitting at the table, you lean down, hey, click,
$90.
That's $90.
Whoa.
So you're just paying for her image. You're not paying for anything.
You don't get VIP and front row or anything.
Nope, nothing like
you
that.
You don't get first in line for this and that. Okay.
That's
ridiculous. Yeah.
Not VIP.
No, Alyssa. No.
Nope.
You're going to take a VIP.
I got to go take a VIP.
I do that regularly.
So there you go. If you head to a 90s con, make sure you know your prices before you get there, before you wait in line for a very long time.
Yes. I am so not surprised, although I know I should be.
Yeah.
But the world is terrible.
It certainly is. Let's do another one here.
What are we going to start charging?
That's true.
For what?
When people want to take selfies with us. Duh.
Oh, I don't know. I think we'd have to pay them. Can you please put this on your social media and tag me?
This longtime A-list couple is doing the classic... Here is why our marriage is great. When in reality, they both see other people and don't really seem to care for each other very much anymore.
Okay.
So again, this longtime A-list couple is doing the classic, here is why our marriage is great. Uh-huh. When in reality, they both see other people and don't really seem to care for each other very much anymore.
That's half of Hollywood.
Yeah, there's that.
Long time. So would we be surprised? Like, oh, they look like they're so happy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Especially considering just recently, that's what this blind is referring to. Is talked about how happy they are and how they are so happy.
What about Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos?
Nope.
How
dare you?
They're
always talking about how much sex
they
have.
How dare you, Dawn? They have sex every 36 minutes.
Oh my God. God.
Timer goes off on your phone.
Oh, man, that sounds like a nightmare.
In a beautiful villa in Mustique, by the way, that I've seen firsthand.
Oh, that's right. You've seen where they had sex.
Got back. Wow. Now that you just put it that way, it just ruined
you
the
just
entire trip.
On a great cruise that included...
I guess there was a reason I got seasick on the way over.
Oh, man. Salt water... Just all around you.
It's up in the hill, so at least they can't, you know, people walking by aren't going to be, you know.
Seeing anything?
Yeah, subject to that.
We've got a longtime A-list couple who is doing the classic, here is why our marriage is great.
Like, would you solve the damn puzzle?
When in reality, they both see other people and don't really care for each other very much.
Okay, longtime couple. Mm-hmm. It's Tom Hanks.
Oh, yes. This is what I was going to say.
No.
And Rita Wilson.
Again, I refuse. If Tom Hanks is a part of a blind, I don't read it.
I am fully here for that behavior. Thank you.
The direction it goes hurts
it's
my childhood.
It's never good. It's
and
never
I don't want to go anywhere near it.
Yeah, okay. I agree. Okay. Couple. Are they both actors?
Yes. And they are both A-list actors.
Oh, Barbara Streisand and
stop it.
The older Brolin, not Josh Brolin,
James,
who I thought was married to Barbara.
Thanos and Barbara Streisand.
Not them. Okay, those are my guesses. You have to solve this one, Bradley.
She's not a guess.
I'm done.
Like you said, this isn't something I think is, you know, unique to just this couple, but a long time, and I will give you a little clue. Over two decades.
Okay, so they've been married for over
a quarter of a century.
Oh.
In Hollywood, that is forever.
So basically around 2000-ish, they got married, late 90s.
You're exactly right with 2000.
Oh, okay, so in the year 2000, they got married. That would be big. Like, we probably talked about it. Not on the show, because this show didn't exist in the year 2000.
You mean just at your other job?
Yeah. At Target. Okay.
Let's see.
A-list actors who have been married that long. This is a small
group. I will say there is a bit of a gap.
Oh, one's
thigh
younger.
Gap.
There's a bit of a gap.
No,
not
age
a thigh gap,
gap
an age gap.
Okay, so the woman is younger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He is older.
Correct. You guys are really good.
Yeah. Is he 25 years older?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God.
Wow.
I mean, we psychically,
so
you got the
is.
Year.
He's exactly 25 years older.
That
He's
seems like
25
everyone.
Years older?
Which is a low number for men in Hollywood, really.
And they got married 25 years ago.
And they're both A-list actors.
Correct.
How about...
Is he a superhero actor?
He was in a superhero universe.
He wasn't like a titular character.
He was not. He assisted the titular character. With the help
he's a Robin.
Of his favorite small insects.
Ant-Man.
Yeah, what's his name?
Paul Rudd.
Lady Rudd.
No. So
Lady Rudd.
Either of you guys seen Ant-Man?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Who helped Ant-Man with his insects?
Oh, with his insects. I have no idea what this means.
His name was Hank Pym.
Yeah.
This is trash.
Mark Ruffalo.
No, he's nope.
No. Hank Pym.
Hank Pym.
Y'all, I'm sorry. I don't remember.
His biggest films were in the late 80s, early 90s.
Oh, Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones.
That's
right.
Okay,
those two.
Yes, he was in a superhero universe as Hank Pym, the guy who created the Pym particle that allows Ant-Man to go from very small to very large.
Well,
and
I should be arrested for not knowing that.
But to answer your question, that is the answer to the blind item there. They're a longtime couple, and they're doing the classic, here's why our marriage is going great. They just recently opened up and shared some happy pictures about how separation is what makes them so happy. So being apart is actually what's made the relationship so great.
I love it when people say that.
Can I be honest though?
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah. Absence does make the heart grow fonder. I'm not saying like permanently, but the occasional, you know, time apart does make you grow closer, I think, if you are really, you know.
I also learned 4 minutes ago that there is a 25-year age gap between the two. I had no idea.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would have known it was 25, mm-hmm. but... I wonder
who she's seeing.
I don't know.
Well, good luck to her.
Good luck to both of them. Let us do another one. We'll go with, what are we going to go with here? Let's go with this one. The newer man is desperate to keep his A-minus list acting singer girlfriend away from her ex. The dirty secret is the singer and the ex are always going to have stronger feelings for each other more than whoever they're currently with. And the new boyfriend has realized that, and now he's getting territorial.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got a newer man is desperate to keep his A-minus list acting singer girlfriend away from her ex. The dirty secret is the singer and the ex are always going to have stronger feelings for each other than their current partners. And the boyfriend realized that, and now he's getting territorial.
It's not like Ariana Grande.
It is not.
Is it Benny Blanco and Selena Gomez?
Yep.
Oh, good one.
But, okay, like, which ex of hers?
The ex of hers.
Justin Bieber? They're close with each other?
They want to be, according to the blind item.
Oh, come on.
Benny Blanco is desperate to keep Selena Gomez away from Justin Bieber. The dirty little secret is Selena and Biebs are always going to have stronger feelings for each other than whoever they're currently with. And now Benny's figured that out and he's getting territorial.
Oh.
Don't do it, Selena.
I hope Benny's not being that pathetic. And I also hope they're not really still carrying a torch for each other.
Yeah, me too.
That's, I feel like she's grown up.
Me too. This can't be true.
Grown on? Can you grow on?
I think sometimes they have such a unique experience, like young celebrities, that we try to put our normal life brain into what we would do, and it just doesn't fit, you know? They're like, I can kind of do anything I want. It's not going to ruin my reputation, right?
I believe it was Rod Stewart or... Sheryl Crow, who sang "The First Cut Was the Deepest."
Oh.
Yeah, I think you're always going to carry
that torch.
You're always
going to carry for that first person.
But like, I think wanting to actually, you know, get back together with them is a huge leap.
Well, according to the blind items from yesterday in the tabloid, she might have $2 billion to do whatever the heck she wants.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Did you see that?
No. Is that her worth?
They're believing that her cosmetics company and her company on the side has been valued at $2 billion, and she's weighing the option of selling that or not.
Good for her.
I'd say go for it. It's $2 billion.
Why would you not sell it? It's never going to be more than that.
Correct. Remember what a big deal people made about Kylie Jenner being a billionaire?
Yeah.
Selena has twice that much, and she's not even really going around talking about it.
That was a rumor that it was valued at that point. Who knows? But, we'll see. And I don't know how much, if she owns all of that 100% of it or what she owns. I don't know, but it sounded like her company was valued at around
that. Well, Selena, go get your money.
Yeah, exactly.
You deserve it.
Nice.
Let's do another one here. Speaking of jaded exes, the B-list reality star is going overboard. He is so obsessed with his former partner's current love interest that he is going to unhealthy lengths comparing himself to the current guy.
Unhealthy lengths.
Speaking of jaded exes, the B-list reality star is going overboard. He is so obsessed with his former partner's current love interest that he is going to unhealthy lengths comparing himself to the current guy.
B-list reality star. So he's a winner.
Tom Brady.
Nope.
Okay.
B-list. I feel like Tom Brady's.
Yeah, he's A-list.
B-list. Not an athlete.
Not an athlete.
Singer?
I honestly don't know anything about this human being.
Oh.
I'm proud of it. Let me find some information.
Is he like Tom Sandoval?
I'm so happy I don't know anything about him.
Okay.
No, not a singer.
Okay. But just he is known for being on a reality show.
I don't think he's ever done anything of worth.
Okay.
Well,
so
that's
is
lot.
It a Nepo baby?
No.
So then
I'm just
he's
kidding.
Not
I'm
Kardashian sure he's adjacent?
Yes, he is.
Scott Disick.
Yep.
Okay. I'm sure he's got an album or something, like a Christmas album.
I honestly didn't know. I was like, maybe. I don't know what he did. When he's listed as just, you know, an American media personality and socialite, I'm like, I don't know what that
exactly.
means.
Yeah, he has, he's in the business of like, he used to be in the business of like club promotion and event producing.
Yeah, okay.
So.
And then he, I know, recently had a advertisement for room diffusers.
Well, that's.
That I saw on cable.
Makes sense because I feel like any room he's in probably.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah. Somebody has been paying reality stars a lot of money to talk about their diffusers because, like, the housewives, the one that was going to get divorced, but not.
Oh, that one.
Like, there was drama between the two of them.
That one. All right, let's
We talked about them, the ones.
Oh, Mauricio and Kyle.
They have a commercial that's running on cable too about diffusers.
So speaking of jaded exes, Scott Disick is going overboard. He's so obsessed with his former partner's current love interest that he is going to unhealthy lengths comparing himself to the current guy.
What?
Can you finish it for please?
Travis Barker.
Yeah. And of course, Courtney. Have you seen Scott Disick lately?
No.
Yes.
He does not have a lot left of him.
He looks very thin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He is, yes. And again,
people are saying Ozempic.
You choose how you want to do it, do what you want to do. But it's, according to the blind item, him trying to compare himself to Travis Barker because Travis Barker is obviously a very thin, slight of build guy
he's
in the face.
He's very tall.
He's tall, yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Yeah, it's not good to compare yourself to other people. That's a losing game.
Oh, no.
Good luck to him.
What if he starts to get a whole bunch of tattoos all over his head?
That would be really funny.
Well, that's a very typical middle-aged man behavior. Seen that before.
Oh. Well.
You guys got it.
Good for him.
Nicely done.
Good luck to him.
And good luck to him.
Well, yeah, and he's just... I feel like he's never going to be able to break free from his Scott Disickness.
Yeah, he
like,
was
no matter.
He was real. OK, so when I watched the Kardashians, this is way back when he had an alcohol problem. He was very douchey on the show. He would like scream at staff and just do unacceptable things. And he was known for having these missteps in public, which, you know, I hope he's recovered from that. And I think he has. But then he went and dated Sophia.
Richie.
That's her name, right? Sophia Richie?
Yeah.
Yeah. And she was like 18 and he was way older and it was kind of like, ew. Mm-hmm. So then we had
he's
the ick
like
about that.
He's always with like a 19-year-old.
Yeah. We had the ick about that. Now she's moved on. She's married to somebody else having kids and you're like, oh man. Whew, dude.
Well, there you go. You guys got that one nicely done. We got a time for a very quick one. Let's do it. This one shouldn't take too long. This former A-plus/A-list singer who hasn't had a top hit in a handful of years is an expert at using people. That's exactly what she is doing with the A-plus lister.
Using the A-plus lister being Katy Perry?
A-plus/A-list singer.
Not Katy Perry. Oh, my God.
Send it to my brain.
The lady, Taylor Swift.
You accidentally gave me the entire blind. Nicely done.
Oh, okay.
What?
The former A-plus/A-list singer who hasn't had a top hit in a handful of years actually is Katy Perry.
Okay.
Well, you said Swift, when but... you were trying to come up with the A-plus lister. But
you're welcome.
Filling in the blind item.
I meant to do that.
Katy Perry is, according to the blind items, again, an expert at using people. That's exactly what she is doing with Taylor Swift. We know she is... leaving American Idol. It sounds like she's going to maybe try a new singing career. Maybe saw what Taylor did and wants to have that same success. And
a
she's
new
also,
singing career?
Well, sorry, like getting back into it. Yeah. I mean, she hasn't had a top 40 hit she's in like, 5 years.
You know that Taylor's been real good at singing.
I bet I can do that.
I could do that.
You may remember she appeared at the concert in Australia and basically said, here I am singing Bad Blood, watching Taylor Swift perform. After this is, I think, 3 years or 4 years after she literally sent an olive branch to Taylor Swift.
I remember that whole falderall. Mm.
She literally mailed her an olive branch and said, let's just let our situation die down. Let's be friends. AKA, you're having a lot of success and I want to ride your coattails.
Yeah. Well, because how times have changed. I mean, you know, Katy Perry was essentially a far bigger star.
Yeah.
Than Taylor's.
Excuse me.
You okay over there?
She disagrees with you, I think.
That's not. Oh, okay. I'm actually not. I actually really was just coughing. I'm sorry. It was so sudden.
Well, Mike, thanks for rendering Dawn speechless.
That's what I do.
And thanks for sharing all of those lovely
those
blind items that
today.
We were miserable at solving today. But nonetheless, we did. And dear listeners, if you want to play along, do so to your heart's content with our back catalog. Download wherever you get podcasts. We do it daily. We've also got our own website, blindbytheitem.com. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode of
Blinded by the